Okay, let's get going. Hour number three on this Friday night already. Wow, another week in the can, as they say. There's another way to phrase that, but I won't go there. Up this hour with us is a friend of ours, friend of mine for 25 years, in my case, and even longer than that, a friend to the world. He is world-renowned as the voice of reason and reality and truth. He studies, I'll tell you who he is in a minute, he studies our past with the idea that we might learn from it and understand what is being done to us now. It's not easy. He's been doing it for well over 50 years. He is Jordan Maxwell. Hello, Dr. Maxwell. I just made you a doctor. Dr. Maxwell. Has a certain ring to it.
Yes, it certainly does. And thank you, Jeff. Thank you so very much for being there and helping me. And I'm just amazed at watching America being destroyed in front of our eyes. And I have to tell you that there's so much talk going on about Soviet operatives gaining power over America and wanting to destroy our country. I have to tell you, there is absolute proof of that. But it's not where you think. It's not some secret group. It is in your face. When you finally see what's going on, you've got the documents, you will find that the people who are running the country now are themselves Soviet operatives.
And now you're using, Jordan, excuse me, you're using the word Soviet.
Yes.
Do we want to use, I use it, do we want to use Bolshevik, Zionist, Communist, Soviet, Trotskyite, Leninist, Stalinist, liberal, progressive, socialist? What words do we want? Marxist? What words do we want to use here? Soviet's a good word. That would imply the Soviet Union is still extant. It's not, but certainly communism, and that's the looser term, is worldwide. Look at the nation of killer ants, China. The nation of killer ants, China. A communist. Bolsheviks, absolute Marxists, and a dictatorship on top of it all. Russia today is almost like Edgar Cayce predicted in the 1930s, Jordan. Russia, in many ways, is the light, now the light unto the world. It set the example. It has more freedoms there than we have here, by far. And I know that sounds a little crazy to some of you baby boomers, but it's a fact. So, yeah, I mean, when you use the word Soviet, I like it. It works. I just wanted to make that point. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say Soviet implies a small group of people who were unelected by the people to run some area of government. They are some kind of a committee, and they have been commissioned and put into power to run some part of our government. And so that's why I call them Soviets, because none of these people have been invited to run anything. They just come in and they take over.
Look at our own country. Who in the administration have the American people legally invited to serve them? None of them.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And they're supposed to be serving us. And in fact, they are destroying our foundations for being alive today. They're telling us that we have to wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart from anybody else, go home and keep your mouth shut, and we hope you die. We hope you starve to death. And all of Americans are saying, all right, leave us alone, and we'll do whatever you tell
us
to do.
It's
just an incredible situation that I have watched coming for a long time, and I've been talking about it for a long time. I started talking and doing the research on a really important part of my life back in 1959. And so from 59 till today is well over 60 years. And I'm just watching this whole thing coming in and watching it develop. And there's not much I can do about it because I'm gotten older now. I'm 80 years old and I'm not able to do much anymore. And I need to try and stay alive to do what little bit I can do. And I have some incredible documents and pictures and documents to prove my side of the story, that we have a Soviet government. We are the new Soviet Communist government of America. And I have often wondered, what are the Joint Chiefs of Staff doing? The heads of all the military, units in America, what are they doing? I know that they have their bling bling, all their pretty
medals and
awards.
Ribbons and
their ribbons and awards and all that. But what are they actually doing to save the republic? I haven't seen the Joint Chiefs of Staff do anything. They seem to be able to just go along to get along and do whatever they're told.
Did you not see their letter recently that all eight of them signed, saying that they're firmly behind the Constitution, support the Constitution with their lives, blah, 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 and are looking forward to their new commander-in-chief, Joseph Biden, the 46th president of the United States? When they made that statement, they firmly aligned themselves with international communism. They supported
exactly
communism.
Correct.
This communist coup in this country was completely signed off by all eight members of the Joint Chiefs. Now, what does that tell us, Jordan? We've got no military that's answerable to those who are supposedly there to serve the nation, to protect the nation. I have no confidence whatsoever in the military. I'm not talking about the individual soldiers. I'm talking about the leadership. It looks to me like they participated actively in this overthrow. That's what it looks like.
Well, I think it's probably true, because if the heads of the military do nothing and they see what's going on, and they obviously do, and they do nothing, then they are part of the problem because they allow it to happen. And it's not going to help them by going along, because eventually the country will be destroyed and every institution will be affected. And therefore the military, as hard as it is and as difficult as it is, has this stuff about the military as for freedom and liberty and justice, et cetera, et cetera. But in fact, they're actually doing nothing to prevent the destruction of our country. And I'm just amazed that people see the military doing nothing and watching it happen, and nobody is saying anything, and everybody just going along to get along. And I don't understand it. It just doesn't apply. It just doesn't make any sense to me, because I know what's coming. I've seen it happen with many countries before. I know what happened in the Roman Empire, and we are the new Roman Empire, and we are the new Egyptian Empire. And there's no doubt about that, because we are teaching the same things and doing the same things that Rome and Egypt did before their fall. And so what's going to happen to us, I have no idea. But I do believe that whatever it is coming for us, it's not going to be very nice. It's not going to be very good. Because when you do nothing in the face of slaughter and lies and deception, then you are inviting it. Inviting. Yeah.
Well, you nailed it. The Joint Chiefs, early on, the Pentagon refused several direct orders by President Trump. This is going back 3 years. And now we have the specter of all the Joint Chiefs signing a letter that is clearly in 100% support of the communist overthrow of the American government. That's what they signed. When I saw that, I said to myself, well, it's over. When the president doesn't have the military to support him or her, as the case will be, we have nothing. And the military made it abundantly clear that they were not going to be involved in any kind of a reclamation of the republic, period. And then when that was made clear and Trump turned his back on all of us and walked out, you just knew it was over. Now, 42 executive orders have been signed by the sniffer, Joe Biden. Sniffer Biden, sniffer of little children for you out there who may miss that. Sniffer of little children, Biden, has signed 42 executive orders already in the first week. He didn't know what he was signing. He had nothing whatsoever to do with the writing of them. And I know I'm preaching to the choir out there, but this man has no influence, no power whatsoever. He is under complete control. He is a puppet, an old husk of a dying man with a long history of pedophilia instincts being expressed in front of God and country. What he's done with little children that we can see is despicable. So, look, we've got no military to support the executive branch. The Supreme Court, that branch is gone. Forget about that. The Congress, forget about that. So what do we have left, Jordan? Really? What do we have left?
We don't have anything left. The only thing we have to do now is we've watched the end of our country, the end of
our business.
We watch
our own funeral.
And we're going to our own funeral and helping it. And we're going along with it. We're going along with this nonsense of putting a mask on for 24/7. No matter where you go, you must wear a mask, period.
Well, Fauci is telling people to wear two of them, Jordan. He wants you to wear two of them when you go out. All of us. Two. Some people are talking about three. And I ran a video tonight. A man showed with a carbon dioxide indicator. It's a nice instrument. It reads the amount of carbon dioxide, parts per million. And he showed that inside a mask, the level of carbon dioxide is off the charts dangerous. Period. It's not acceptable. And people are just going along with it. How many times have you seen them in cars with the windows rolled up? I've seen people jogging with these damn things on. They're poisoning themselves. They literally are poisoning themselves. And some will die and they'll develop lung, respiratory problems, all manner of problems because they're oxygen deficient. They might as well be being strangled by the government. No oxygen.
Well, they are. They are being strangled by the government. And we go along with it. We just continue to do whatever they tell us, like a docile child. And we are getting the government that we deserve.
That's sad but true. Sad but true. We let it happen. We didn't fight. We didn't get out in the streets.
Right. And because of that, we now are in the last and final days of a great empire that used to represent freedom for the human race. But now we're in the last and final days of this empire that used to be here. And I don't know what's going to happen to us. Whatever's going to happen is not going to be very nice, because I know what has happened in all communist countries around the world.
And so mass death appears to be, I hate saying this, I don't even want to think it, but it all the indications are the Georgia Guidestones forecast they were going to reduce the world population, by 80%. How are they going to do it? Nuclear war? Nah, too dirty. Real estate is destroyed. Nah, not that way. World war on any other footing? No, it doesn't make sense. The only thing that really makes sense now is this mandatory, and it's getting to be near mandatory, this vaccine that they're giving to people all around the world. Remember, everybody who gets vaccinated, in my opinion, is going to live much shorter in terms of life expectancy. And I'm talking about maybe within the next 4 or 5 years, there are going to be a lot of people dead. In this country, Jordan, that Deagle.com site, which I know I've sent you, says that there'll be 99 million Americans left alive here when 2025 rolls around. And that's in 4 years. 99 million instead of 329 or 330. So about 225 million Americans apparently are earmarked for extermination. And this is the same through all Western white Christian nations, from Italy, Rome, right in the capital, where it all happened long ago, is going to watch out as France, Germany, Belgium, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK, and all that suffer enormous population losses, enormous drops in their GDP. It's all planned. It's only affecting the white Western Christian nations. These massive drops. The other countries are projected to remain about the same. So the plan is afoot, and it's being implemented right now.
Yep, and I've been watching it coming and talking about it as much as I can over the years, but no one seems to really take it serious. And the people who do, there are only a few of us who take it serious. What is happening to our country, it's a foretelling of the collapse of civilization. And it's going to happen soon, because we cannot continue to do nothing and make no money and don't work. And the business of America is business. And so, and so they tell us that we are the strongest people in the world because of our business. But the point is that we are not doing any business. We are shutting companies down. We're shutting restaurants. We're shutting down, period. And we are doing it purposely to make happy our Soviet leaders, people who are not appointed by government, people who have no official appointment, pretends to be in point of power, and they will decide what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and we have to abide by it. And when we do that, we're bringing on the end of our civilization. And this is what is really frightening to me, because I don't know where I'm going to be in the next few years, because they are destroying anyone who will speak out against tyranny. Anybody who speaks out against the tyranny will be dealt with by the criminals who are running this empire. But it's just an incredible development on the world stage right now.
When you look back, and we use the template of Rome, all right, there have been others. Civilizations rise, flourish, decay, and fall. That's just the way it works. It's like a flower. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. It's like humans are born, they grow, they flourish, they age, and they die. Unfortunately, now, in my opinion, we are looking at the first global genocide at this scale that has ever been carried out. This is not a vaccine, as you well know, and I don't even begin to pretend to know how much longer we can even sustain ourselves as we are. People have been abused and beaten and traumatized by this international elite to the point now where I see it in their faces. It's sad. There's a feeling of growing dread out there. I feel it. It's the word is dread. I know something really bad is coming. Nothing is going to go back to the way it was in any way, shape, or form. There is not going to be a new normal that will ever reflect what we lost. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry to say it. I would tell you otherwise if I even had a hint that there might be, but there's not. Their plan is crystal clear. They're evil, Jordan. They're evil. And at the top of the evil, I believe, and maybe you can speak to this, Jordan has had a number of ET interactions, shall we say, and experiences.
Yes.
Paranormal, whatever you want to call them. But I am under the clear impression that there is off-planet dealing with the global elite as we know them. This is not being directed strictly by the evil of humankind. There is off-planet involvement. And I don't know how you feel, but I'd like to know.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. That it is an off-planet civilization that is coming in and getting people to do things and to believe things that are not true and causing them to finally destroy themselves because they're getting ready to take over this country.
All right. Okay, hold on just a minute. Jordan and I will be right back with more for you on this Friday night, the 29th of January. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Jordan about the state of affairs here, and they're clearly headed in what would appear to be an irrevocable pathway, and it doesn't seem to lead to a happy conclusion. I'm sorry to say this, I really am, and I do believe that there are things being done to the American public to keep it compliant, complacent. And sedentary, if you will. They're just not out there. In Europe, they're rioting in Holland, and I mean, they're tremendous. Danish protests, French protests. Well, we haven't seen any here about this insane lockdown or anything to do with the coronavirus. They're just the people. I think there's some EMF involved that is putting into their mind the frequencies that cause them to be compliant and laid back and relaxed. They're just not able to muster any kind of cohesive mass strength anymore. We used to. Remember Vietnam, what Americans did. They stopped that war. That was a magnificent achievement. They beat the warlords. But what are they doing now when their own country has been overthrown? Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, I'm thinking about the small children. And when I see adults with little babies and little small children each day, I think to myself, what are the children of today going to be faced with in the next couple of years? What are they going to have to, what kind of a government are they going to have over them?
Right, right.
And what's going to happen to these small children? It's going to be horrible when they finally find out what their leaders have done and what they have allowed to happen. And now it's like the Titanic. Once it hits the iceberg, it's going down. And there's nothing you can say about it or do about it. You can just sit and watch it happen and until the last moment try and save yourself and keep thinking that it's going to be just fine, everything's going to be all right, but you just have to do something to protect yourself and just keep thinking that way until one day it's going to finally dawn on you that your enemies have finally destroyed your country and you allowed it. You allowed it to happen. And so I just have no idea in the world where we're going from this point on because we are fully in subservient servitude to our Soviet communist masters. And the people believe the propaganda that the Soviets are going to pay for everything, they're going to take care of everything for you, and I am one that knows that no one's going to take care of anything for you but you. And so if you're waiting for somebody to come in and take care of you and pay your bills and take care of everything you need, nobody is going to do that for you, especially the particular political leaders we have today. Biden is not about to do anything to help the American people. He is sitting on top of a wave, and he thinks that that wave is going to be continual forever. And as long as he rides that wave, like in surfing, you're going to do just fine. But like in surfing today, if one of the big waves comes in and overtakes you, you're going to have one terrible time trying to stay alive. And that's what's happening today. We're having a terrible time trying to stay alive and pay our bills when the government has ordered everybody to wear a mask, stay home, shut your mouth, and we hope you die. And I am just afraid that that's what's going to happen to us, because if we don't go to work, we're not earning a living, and because America's business is the business of this world. We have fed people all over the world. We've sent medical supplies to the whole world. We have done so much for other people, and today no one is doing anything to help us, and therefore we are trying to help each other stay alive. But in point of fact, we're not going to be able to do that much longer, because we have been told to go home and stay away from other people, don't be around other people, and don't breathe on them, and you will be dead pretty soon if you wear your mask. And so that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. We're telling our masters, that's fine. Whatever you tell us to do, we will do. Where is the America that I grew up in, that we were freedom and liberty? And with freedom comes the ability to take care of yourself. But we have no freedom today. And I'm looking at the coming destruction of America. And can you imagine what's going to happen when the people finally discover that there's virtually no food left, and that the grocery stores are empty? And it was just a short while ago, we were having problems with paper towels and toilet paper. Wait till you have the problem with food. And there's no longer any food on the shelves for Americans. What is going to happen to this country? How is it going to be able to continue to operate if you have no money and no job, and you're wearing a mask and you're playing stupid and you're staying home and not doing anything, waiting for the end to come? So I think we're going to get the kind of a government that we deserve. The people deserve to have problems in their life, enormous problems, because we've overlooked the enemy.
They won't have any lives.
And we have no idea in the world who the enemy really is. But as you know, Jeff, if you look at the words that Hillary Clinton has said with her campaign to be president, she's advertising a brand new world, a new world order coming. And this is the same thing the Soviet Union did when they were coming into power. They talked about the dawn of a new day. And now we find out that this is being used by everybody. All the political leaders in America, just about all of them, are talking about the dawn of a new day. And that is a Soviet communist title for the new world order, which is coming. A lot of people do not know that Soviet Union and the German Republic were working together on so many of these operations going on to destroy nations and destroy other countries. And so we see the connection between the words that are used by our politicians and the words that are used by the Soviet Communist Party, by the Bolsheviks. And it's just, there's no reason for any of this, with the exception that they are being led to their slaughter by the other world entities that are here with us and causing us to do what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, that pretty well sums it up. The idea that we can have any major future national elections and really draw the public in like they got drawn in this time when Trump got about 80 million votes and Biden, I think he had 30 to 35, maybe 40 million at the most. The election was a joke. How could Americans ever take organized political elections seriously again? I don't honestly see it.
I don't either. That's exactly correct. I don't see it at all. It's just amazing to me how many times we have seen the destruction of our laws, of our culture, of our living every day, and we don't do anything about it. We can't do anything about it because our leaders, there was a time when if there was a crime committed, you would go to the authorities. But now what do you do if it's the authorities that are committing the crime? And so now you go to the authorities to tell them, they're looking at you like a deer in the headlights. They have no idea what you're talking about. Everything is just fine. Well, that's true. Everything is just fine where they are. They don't have to worry. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. They just do what they're told, and their existence will be taken care of. And if you don't like that, if you don't like what something, then you talk about it and you won't have an existence. They will kick you out of office and throw you away. You are no longer considered to be of any value to the governmental system, and therefore you need to keep your mouth shut. And this is what I've been told by so many people. And I've tried to tell people on this for so many years.
How much time do you think we have left? How fast did Rome go down? We've been in decline here, observably. Of course, the plan has had us in decline ever since the Federal Reserve Act, Christmas Eve, 1913. That was really the beginning of the end. But there was the illusion during the late 40s and early 50s and 60s that things were stable, they were good, people had opportunity. And then that began to disseminate and disintegrate and be taken apart in the 70s and 80s and got really ugly. And now look where it is. We have no culture left, no music left. We don't have much of anything left except mass mind control and drooling Pavlovian. I don't want to call them dogs, but I guess we could call them dogs. It's all about conditioned response. It's not about proactive life. It's reactive consumerism. Empty-headed, mindless consumerism. How much debt is America in? $28 trillion now? Who's it owed to? It's owed to the Federal Reserve. Who is the Federal Reserve? Most Americans don't even know. I've asked just for fun bankers many times. I go into a bank, I'll ask even the manager. They don't know who the Federal Reserve Bank is or what it is. They have no clue. It's a shocking thing to see how successful the deliberate dumbing down of America has been. It has been appallingly successful. And that's the truth.
No doubt about that. You're exactly correct.
Now, Jordan, just to get away a little bit from this for a couple of minutes, it's on the 30th, 31st, it's the 100th anniversary of Mario Lanza's birth. 100 years. And this man is still idolized. He's an inspiration to singers around the world. His movies, there are only 7 of them, are always played on these classic movie channels. And I would like to play just one excerpt of an aria here. This is an operatic aria. I could play an English song too, but just to give you an idea of his voice and how it was really a freak of nature. His legacy to us is actually immortal. There have been so many other tenors. baritone. It doesn't matter. So many other singers that have come and gone. And here we are. He died in 1959, the year you began your quest. People are still talking about him, still watching his movies, still buying his CDs. It's amazing. So let me just play this one little clip from one of his films. And it's his 100th birthday. So if you'll indulge me, Maestro, I'll do that.
Okay? Yes, I would love to hear that.
Here we go. This is a young man. In a way, it's kind of reflective of what's going on now. He's saying goodbye to his mother. He's going off to war. It's adio a la madre. Goodbye, mother. You can get it. He's brokenhearted. He's leaving. Anyway, happy birthday, Mario Lanza, from Jordan and I and all out there who may remember and like great music. What music we used to have.
Oh, yes. We were a very interesting civilization until our life was cut short by conspirators who wanted to destroy America. And the best way to do that is have the people destroy themselves. And that's what we've done. We finally got all the people to agree. We will wear masks. We will stay home and we will not go to work and we will not earn any money and we will not be able to pay our bills. And hopefully we can die soon.
Well, it's a mass suicide is what you're watching, basically.
Yeah.
And it's really incredible.
It's a mass suicide with a mask.
A mask suicide. That's very good. That's exactly what it is. All right. Well, here we are, and we must prepare. There's still time to prepare. Not everyone is going to die, and I'd like to make sure that all of you out there, each and every one of you, whatever happens, are prepared. So think about that. Get together with your family. Decide what you can do. Talk to your neighbors if you've got neighbors that you know, and many people live next door to people and never meet them. It's really bizarre. Remember in the 20s, Jordan, when you were a little kid, they had front porches and people would sit on their porches in the evening after dinner and say hello to the neighbors who were walking by, and that doesn't happen anymore. It's all gone.
I know that.
All gone.
And I remember those days. I remember those days fondly. And but nobody talks to anybody else anymore. Nobody knows Well, the reason why nobody's talking to anybody is because they don't know anything to talk about. They don't know anything. They've never heard anything.
That's the truth. They're about three sentences deep at the most.
They just look at each other and shrug their shoulders because they don't have anything to talk about, because they don't have any knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is. And what they're doing, Jordan, is simply repeating little memorized pieces, snippets of information, statements. They're not thinking and creating and putting words together and ideas and thoughts. They're just not doing that anymore. There are exceptions, of course, but generally speaking, the media control over this country is withering, the best I can say. Now, what we want to do is spend a couple minutes with Jordan here to try to help him out. As I think some of you know, he has lost much of his life's work to a situation which is not equitable, not fair, not kind at all. And so he is always trying to recover what was taken from him, I think unlawfully, without question. And whatever you want to say, Jordan, we've got a couple minutes here, and we certainly have an opportunity to help this gentleman at age 80 with donations and whatever else you might want to offer. Jordan, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what's going on without naming names.
Well, without naming any names, I had a federal judge that was appointed to the federal bench, and that federal judge was a lady, and she was from India. And she did all the negotiating with the people that had taken everything from me. She was negotiating with them how much I should pay them to get my things back. She told me that they wanted a certain amount of money. If I would give them the certain amount of money, that they would give back to me everything they took. And so I was sat in court while she was negotiating with them. And can you believe that? A federal judge is negotiating with the criminals that stole
right in front of me.
And she would come back and tell me, well, they want this much, and this is what they said. And I said, I can't do that. Tell them this. And then she'd go back and tell them, and she'd come back and say, no, they said no, that they want a certain amount of money to give back to you everything they took. And I told her, I said, well, if you know they took it because of their own language to you, that if you know they took it, then I don't understand how it is that you are able to talk with them and negotiate with them. She said, well, they said they want such and such a certain amount of money, and that's it. And so I said, well, what can you do? I can't do anything. And so I have everything in my life that I've worked for gone. It's been stolen. So that's it. So I don't know what else to do but just try and stay alive and help people a little bit more. But I realize that I will not be here much longer. And it's been very difficult on me because I have nothing I can do to help myself. I'm too old and too tired and too wore out, and I've lost everything. So at this point, I'm at the point in my life where I cannot do much of anything. I still have the documents and the pictures to prove to the world what I'm talking about, but nobody cares. And now I find myself in a country today that couldn't care less. You can show them what is going on. You can show them how it's happening and who's doing it and why they're doing it. And the people shrug their shoulders and go on and do whatever they're going to do anyway.
That's
so
true.
They don't care.
No.
It's just incredible. It's an incredible situation. So I don't know what to do about it.
Well, how can people help you if they want to send you a little bit? And we all in these days need financial assistance. The country has been shredded. But what can people do to help you, Jordan, if they'd like?
Well, if you go on my website to Jordan, Maxwell Show. You have to add the word show, S-H-O-W. JordanMaxwellShow.com. And if you can get to JordanMaxwellShow.com, you will see that there's...
Go ahead.
You will see that there is another website that you can join. It's called the Jordan Maxwell Research website. And yeah, when you join the research website, that helps me immensely. So, and besides, I've got so much material on that research website because I am putting all of my research from over the years onto that website. I've got every kind of apparatus and conspiratorial apparatus and lectures and videos and documents and all kinds of written materials that is just astounding. And so if you wanted to go on my website to my research website and join, that helps me continue to live because I have to live now on contributions. I have nothing I can do for myself. So I have to live on contributions and hope that I will be able to have people see the value of my work and pay a little small fee to have a lifetime subscription to my website.
Oh, it's so a great value. It's unprecedented.
Well, thank you. And it's JordanMaxwellShow.com. And when you go to JordanMaxwellShow.com, you'll see a research website. If you join the research website and pay that one-time small fee for a lifetime subscription, one time, you don't have to pay it every year or every month, just one-time small fee for a lifetime membership, it helps me immensely because this way I can stay alive.
Very good.
I'm trying to give back to people something for their help.
You've always given. Jordan Maxwell Show, and when they get to that site, tell them where to go again.
Well, you'll see it. It's right there on the home page. You'll see Jordan Maxwell Research Society.
There you go. Okay.
Research website. Click on that and do it, and it will help me immensely.
Wonderful. All right, Jordan. Thank you for being here. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon. You be well.
Okay, and thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you very, very much.
Indeed. All right. Happy to help. All right. There's the man, Jordan Maxwell, the one and only. Be right back with you in just a couple of days. It seems like a couple of days isn't very long anymore, doesn't it? Have a good weekend. Take care, and we'll talk soon.